Well, this morning we continue with our talks about Bible characters that feature on the pages of the Gospels in the New Testament. And last week we met a blind man who our Lord healed in Jerusalem. This week we meet a very different blind man who our Lord healed sometime later at Jericho. But first, the Bible narrative. They were on the road going up to Jerusalem. Jesus was going ahead of his disciples, and they were astonished, and as they followed, they were afraid. And taking the 12 aside, he began to tell them the things which were about to happen to him. And they came to Jericho. And as Jesus was going out from Jericho, along with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting beside the road. And hearing a crowd travelling through the city, he asked what this was. And they reported to him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be quiet. But he cried out all the more, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Have courage, rise up, he's calling you." And casting away his garment, he rose up and came to Jesus. When he drew near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And Jesus, moved with compassion, said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you." And immediately he received his sight and followed him on the road, glorifying God. No doubt Bartimaeus was something of a fixture in ancient Jericho. And I guess that that description given of him in the Gospel account just about says it all. He was a blind beggar. For Bartimaeus was a stranger not only to any of the benefits of wealth, but to any of the beauties of nature. Jericho itself was a most attractive city. It was a popular resort known in biblical days as the City of Palms. And on the spring day when our Lord visited Bartimaeus' hometown, the gardens there would have been a blaze of colour, with not only the Jordan Valley but the majestic hills of Moab clearly visible in the distance. But what were all these bright and glorious sights to a man who couldn't see? Yet, though unable to see, Bartimaeus could hear. He was nearing the time of the great annual Jewish festival of the Passover, and, as every year, there was a constant stream of pilgrims making their way through Jericho en route to the Holy City. But on this particular day, Bartimaeus's ears told him that something unusual was afoot, that there was the sound of far more footsteps than normal, and that the many voices around him sounded very different to the customary hubbub of excited conversations and songs. And so his curiosity aroused, as we read, Bartimaeus asked what this was. The name Jesus was very common in New Testament days, and so in their response, members of the crowd identified our Lord in the usual way by reference to his hometown. "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by," they said. Well, that was enough for the blind beggar. Based no doubt on reports which he had heard of our Lord and of his mighty works, very likely including that earlier healing in nearby Jerusalem of the man born blind whom we heard last week, Bartimaeus recognized him as Israel's long-awaited Messiah. and loudly addressed him not as Jesus of Nazareth, but by his royal title, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Clearly, in this blind man's reckoning, this was none other than the one of whom the Old Testament prophet had written over 7 centuries before, "Behold, your God will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened." Bartimaeus may have had blind eyes, but he certainly didn't have blind faith. His faith was focused clearly on Jesus. But Bartimaeus's loud and noisy appeal for our Lord's mercy and pity did not go down at all well with some of the crowd, who, possibly wanting to protect the Saviour from the disturbance, sharply told the blind man to be quiet. Why, as they saw it, should this nuisance of a beggar force his misery and troubles on the attention of this great prophet from Nazareth? But Bartimaeus would have none of it. He refused to be gagged, and he decided to go for it. No one was going to deprive him of his one chance to escape from his world of darkness. It was now or never. So he cried out all the more, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And then we read what, to me, are 4 simply amazing words. "And Jesus stood still." You may wonder why I describe those words as simply amazing. Well, just think for a moment. As we read, our Lord was at that very moment on the road going to Jerusalem, possibly still purposefully striding ahead of his disciples. And what, pray, did Jerusalem hold for him when he arrived there? Did we not read that, taking the 12 aside, he began to tell them the things which were about to happen to him? What were those things? That he would then, and I quote his words, "be delivered up to the chief priests and to the scribes. They will condemn him to death, deliver him over to the Gentiles, and they will mock him, scourge him, spit on him, and kill him." He had indeed forewarned his disciples of this on many earlier occasions. But we are able to trace the reason for his forthcoming suffering at Jerusalem far further back than his words to his disciples. After all, it was for this that he had come into the world in the first place. For that cross which awaited him at Jerusalem lay at the very heart and centre of God's eternal purpose to save fallen man. Jesus, that is going up to Jerusalem to perform the most momentous work ever. His journey had started in heaven, and the end was now in sight. For Jerusalem, his destination, lay no more than 15 miles away, and in just over a week's time, he will be crucified there. There had never been a more important journey than this, nor a more important time than now, and nothing, but nothing, could deter, deflect, or delay him. Nothing could delay him, did I say? And yet, marvel of all marvels, the prayer of one blind beggar stopped him in his tracks. Do you wonder then that I described the statement, "and Jesus stood still," as 4 simply amazing words? You may well know that this coming Lord's Day, being the summer solstice, will be the longest day of the year. But the Old Testament records a far more impressive longest day than that. Now, in brief, Book of Joshua records how that, in response to Joshua's prayer for more daylight hours to enable Israel to complete mopping up operations after a spectacular victory over some Canaanite kings, how that, and I'm quoting, "the sun stood still in the midst of heaven until the nation avenged themselves of their enemies. There has been no day like it before or since," the record runs. Impressive, yes. But I tell you, more impressive by far than the day when the sun in the heavens stood still in response to the call of Israel's then military leader, was that moment when the Son of God himself stood still in response to the call of a penniless blind man. And you heard the sequel. In response to our Lord's question, "What do you want me to do for you?" Bartimaeus replied without hesitation, "That I may receive my sight." And Jesus, we then read, moved with compassion, said, "Receive your sight," and boom, no surgery, no bandages, no ointment. Immediately he received his sight. Bartimaeus could see. He could see the staring crowd, the waving palm trees, the hills of Moab, and best of all, the face of Jesus. And the last that we see of Bartimaeus is when he who once sat beside the road followed him, that's Jesus, on the road. On the road, that is, which led to Jerusalem, and where, I suspect, this once blind man saw Jesus die to save him from more than his physical blindness.